Blog Talk Radio.
Looking for a better way to get up out of bed instead of getting on the internet and checking a new hit. Get up, first shot, hip strut walking, a little bit of humble, a little bit of cautious, somewhere between like Rocky and Cosby for the game. Nope, nope, y'all can't copy yet. Glad, moonwalking, and this here is our party. My posse's been on Broadway, and we did it all way. Chrome music, I shed my skin and put my bones into everything I record to it. And yeah, I'm on. Let that stage light go and shine on down. Got that Bob Barker suit game and Plinko in my style. Money, stay on my craft and stick around for those pounds. But I do that to pass the torch and put on for my town. Trust me, on my INDEPENDENT shit hustling. Chasing dreams since I was 14 with the four-track busting. Halfway across that city with the back crushed shit. Labels out here, now they can't tell me nothing. We give that to the people, spread it across the country. Labels out here, now they can't tell me nothing. We give it to the people, spread it across the country.
Can we go back? This is the moment. Tonight is the night. We'll fight till it's over. So we put our hands up like the ceiling can't hold us. Like the ceiling can't hold us.
Can we go back? This is the moment. Tonight is the night. We'll fight till it's over. So we put our hands.
I'm so damn grateful. I grew up really wanna go punts, but that's what you get when Wu-Tang raised you. Y'all can't stop me. Go hard like I got an 808 in my heartbeat. And I'm eating at the beat like it gave a little speed to a great white shark on shark. We rock. Gonna go off, gone. Deuces, goodbye. I got a world to see. And my girl, she wanna see Rome. Caesar make you a believer. Nah, I never ever did it for a throne. That validation comes from giving it back to the people. Now, sing this song and it goes like, raise those hands, this is our party. We came here to live life like nobody was watching. I got my city right behind me. If I fall, they got me. Learn from that failure, gain humility, and then we keep marching.
Can we go back? This is the moment. Tonight is the night. We'll fight till it's over. So we put our hands up like the ceiling can't hold us. Like the ceiling can't hold us.
Can we go back?
This is the moment. Tonight is the night. We'll fight till it's over. So we put our hands up like the ceiling can't hold us. Like the ceiling can't hold us.
So we put our hands up. So we put our hands up.
Right now, I don't know how long it's going to be on this one, so it may be 25 minutes or so, but we will see. So, SmackDown just ended, and to all that stuff that happened last night, we're going to talk about TNA, as now they have a new Impact Grand Championship belt. So, and I know some of y'all was just thinking, like, why do they need, like, another belt? And I guess I can understand why they haven't more belts, because more opportunity for the wrestlers that they have, which I can understand, and I can understand why some people are saying that they have one too many belts, because they have like belts that's like, especially what they did with the Knockouts tag titles, they really didn't have enough of a Knockout roster just to do that. And if they decide to do something like that again, they're going to have more of a Knockout roster just to do so. So it just seems like the Impact Grand Championship belt is a nice-looking belt, don't get me wrong. But I'm with some of you with saying, like, why did they need another belt? And I can understand on the other side that why they decide to do it. Oh, my eyes is bothering me. But anyways, their match is set with Bound for Glory was going to be Sunday, October 2nd. So hopefully I will be able to watch that pay-per-view. So we will see. Maybe I have some invites for people to come see it, but we will see. So we have Ethan Carter versus Bobby Lashley. They had a little brawl last week. Yeah, they had like a little press conference, which I guess they just want to throw it that way. And, ooh, wait a minute. I just hope that the the camera is still filming. So, because I remember I did this last time, and it's just out of nowhere, just, you know, just, okay, good, it's still filming. As you can see, the dog is licking me, so I'm glad that is still going on, still filming. So I guess, like, they're going to have a fatal four-way for that grand championship belt. Right now it's Drew Galloway, and I think it's Eli Drake. There's those two first, and I guess they're going to have another match this Thursday for the other two to be in there. I don't know if they're going to do like a tournament or whatever, but they seem like it's going to be like a fatal four-way. Also for Bound for Glory, they're going to crown a new X Division. Also, I'm sweating. That's why you like me, don't you? It's just because I'm sweating. But anyways. Oh, God. And I think they're also trying to do a Kingdom Mountain Championship. And I think that's going to be going on. And like I said, I got a little more into that if I get a chance to. Yeah, and why I had a pause for a minute, because I think they had an update of who's going to be at There's a Brawl. So for the people that's not familiar with There's a Brawl, it's normally a let me see if I can find it on this on my friend's page. So there I said that for those that are not familiar with There's a Brawl, it's a promotion that's here, like, in Wisconsin with, like, big stars that be there, which is pretty cool. And I know they already had like a matchup with Dave Hero and Al Snow that's going against Damian Nelson and Abyss in a tag team steel cage match. And I know they just mentioned that Ryback will be at the show, and also they will have Mickey James. She will be at the show as well. So right now it seems like it's going to be interesting. It's going to be at the Waukesha Expo Center. So go to houseofhardcore.net or look for blizzardbrawl.com for like the information, or look for Great Lakes Championship Wrestling on Facebook. And don't forget, we're sponsored by State Farm Insurance. So go to 3220 West Loomis Street and look for my cousin, Shamara. She will give you a quote on any type of insurance you want. So look for that. Probably before we go off the air, I will give out the number and let y'all know who to call. Well, her number to call her for like a free quote. So, on to this past Sunday's pay-per-view. What I didn't like is like they started out with talking, which I'm just looking at it and just like, why y'all have to start the show by talking? It don't need to be all that talking. Oh God. It's just my other computer here is acting weird while I'm on here trying to talk to you guys. As for Backlash, they kicked it off with Shane and Daniel Bryan just wasting the first 10 minutes of just talking. But they kicked it off with the six-pack challenge for the, I'm calling this one the WWE World Women's title. I don't care, but that's what I'm calling it. So, I didn't see all of it, but I did know the results of it. Well, as you can tell, that Becky Lynch did win. And it seemed like it came down to Alexa Bliss and Becky Lynch. And as you can tell, Becky Lynch is now the new WWE World Women's Champion. And, yeah, don't you forget it. And that's what I'm going to start calling it, WWE World Women's Championship. I'm not calling like the Raw Women's or the SmackDown tag titles, or I'm not calling that. These don't make any sense. Due to like other like family interference, I had to miss the first hour of the show. But it seemed like Usos came out with a new look and they went against the Hype Bros. And probably somebody coming, but anyways. And a second chance match, so the winner will go against Heath Slater and Rhino for the WWE Tag Team Championships. I'm not calling it the, like I said, I'm not calling the SmackDown Tag Team Championships. I'm calling it the, ooh, I hope you have something good. If you don't, it's okay. For the person that barely be on this show, so. But, anyways. The Usos did win, and they going against Rhino and Heath Slater, it seems like it was later on the show. In Continental Championship match, with Dolph Ziggler and Heath Slater, seemed like it was a decent match, and as you can tell, The Miz had some assistance with Maryse spraying, looked like it could have been hairspray that was spraying Dolph Ziggler's eyes, and Miz countered with the win, 1-2-3, and won the match. let's see. I'm not trying to get to the World Heavyweight Championship. Let's just talk about the Randy Orton was supposed to face Bray Wyatt, but from what seems like what happened backstage with the he suffered some sort of a leg injury. So the match ended up being Bray Wyatt in a no holds barred match, which by the way was a pretty awesome match. Winning against Kane. Yeah, they was really just beating each other around and around just everywhere. Which, in my opinion, for what I saw, could have been, as I call it, match of the night. Also, earlier on the pre-show, Apollo Crews and Baron Corbin had a match. I think the match, they could have had it a little bit longer. I think it just wasn't enough of a time limit. Well, those on the pre-show, it just wasn't much of a time limit for that match, you know. Be as good as it is, like it was decent, but I just thought it could have been longer. That's just like my opinion on that part. Let's see. And let's get to the. Trying to think what else happened. I think it wasn't that many matches for a 3-hour pay-per-view, which. I may be missing a few matches. If I do, I apologize. So, just let y'all know right off the bat. Let's just talk about the main event. AJ Styles went against Dean Ambrose, and I didn't expect this to happen. It was a good match, but that's not why I'm saying that I didn't expect. I guess what I didn't expect to happen was for, the ending in... Don't get me wrong, I don't hate AJ Styles or anything like that. He was a fan of the guy. But I just thought him winning the title at Backlash was too early. But that's just my opinion on that. And I just thought he went there a little bit too early. Maybe like No Mercy or something like that. He should have won it, but that's just my take on that. But overall with the pay-per-view, 1 through 10, 10 being the highest, this is very good. Let's see. I think... I know, but I know I gotta rewatch it, so hopefully I get the chance to rewatch it. So we'll see if the rating will change. So I think I'm gonna give it a 7. Only reason I give it a 7 because I didn't see the whole pay per view and whatnot. And I know I'm probably missing a few more matches or two, but yeah, what more can you do? Family stuff has to be important, so. Well, we're going to talk about tonight's Raw as well. Last night's Raw was actually better than it was last week. It was actually better than last week. Cesaro and Sheamus had their matchups. Cesaro did win, so now it's 3 matches to 2. Of course, with the winner of this whole series, best of 7 series, gets a title opportunity. But they kicked it off with a triple threat match for the winner that would get the shot at the WWE women's title, which was between Sasha Banks, Dana Brooke, and Bayley. Which, you were thinking that, because I know some people were rooting for Dana Brooke from after what happened when the kickoff of the show. So it was a good match, and I guess in a way I was kind of pulling for her to win, but Sasha Banks won, and it's going to be her and Charlotte for the title at Clash of Champions, which will be next Sunday. Let's see. Nia Jax finally went against the opponent, which is Alicia Fox. The match ended up being a no contest due to although Nia Jax did dominate the match, but she did kind of like spear her through the barricade, and that was that. I'm trying to think what else. In the Clash of Champions, they also announced that Jericho will go against Sami Zayn from a confrontation they had earlier with Sami Zayn was being the guest on Chris Jericho's highlight reel. But trying to think what else happened. The main event would end up being Roman Reigns and Kevin Owens. If Roman Reigns wins, he'll get to be in the title picture at Clash of Champions. So, first off, Seth Rollins interfere attacking Kevin Owens, and I guess Mick Foley came out and said he'd have a talk with him. The match got restarted, then moments before it seemed like Roman Reigns was going to win it, Rusev came back and distracted him. And that gave Kevin Owens the opportunity to win the match. So it will still be one-on-one. It'll be Kevin Owens versus Seth Rollins for the Universal title at Clash of Champions. After that match, Rusev just starts stumping, being the crap out of Roman Reigns. So I know some of y'all is happy that, they need to put him back in the mid-card. And I also talk about why people, they got the animosity of Roman Reigns. I did talk about that, and it just, I don't know, just when people is ever going to grow up. But some people will, some people won't. But we'll talk about that another time. Raw overall, it was actually okay. Like I say, it was better than last week, but was it better than SmackDown? We'll talk about that in a bit, but we're going to talk about on SmackDown. Excuse me. They had a five-pack challenge, so the winner will face off against Becky Lynch for the Women's World title. So with Naomi, Alexa Bliss, Natalya, Carmella, and Nikki Bella. But it kind of makes sense that they didn't have, either Nikki Bella or Carmella, because it seemed like they're having a feud going on. So if you were to if you want to keep that feud going on, don't put them in the title picture just yet. So it ended up being Alexa Bliss. She's going to go against Becky Lynch. But it seems like it's probably going to happen at No Mercy, but although they didn't announce it yet. But a match that they did announce that's going to happen at No Mercy next month is the returning John Cena will go against AJ Styles and Dean Ambrose for the WWE World title. As the AJ Styles came out earlier, I guess we're just addressing that. I told you so, that I was going to win it, and John Cena came out, and I was surprised that he came out. I wasn't expecting him for like the next couple of months, but I guess like they got other plans and all that stuff. So Shane came out. Well, Dean Ambrose came out and saying that how AJ Styles wasn't a man and didn't, win it like he should. So Shane came out and made a match. It will be AJ Styles versus John Cena versus Dean Ambrose for the title. Let's see, it was the Hype Bros went against the Usos again. The Usos won. I know Kurt Hawkins was supposed to make his debut, but I don't even know if he had a match. I probably missed out on that. Let's see what else happened. Trying to think, Apollo Crews and Baron Corbin were supposed to have a rematch, but that didn't happen because the match didn't even get started. Jack Swagger came out and announced that he is now the member of the Blue Brand, which is SmackDown. Trying to think what else. And the main event was end up being The Miz was decided to join AJ Styles as his tag team partner against John Cena and Dean Ambrose. John Cena and Dean Ambrose didn't win that match, but I guess before that, they was having James Ellsworth as Miz's partner, but The Miz came out and attacked him, and I guess like there's a fire in The Miz that I know people wanted to see, and seems like they got that out of them. I don't know if I mentioned a match or whatever, but overall with SmackDown, it was better than last week because it seemed like last week they only had like four matches, which is just kind of retarded and just didn't know why they did it that way. But but was it better than Raw? If it wasn't for like they starting doing what Raw was doing the first 20 minutes of talking, I would have gave SmackDown a little bit of edge. So I am going to say SmackDown was a little bit better this week than Raw was by a little tiny bit. Well, I'm about to almost run out of time, so look for WFSO on Facebook, and also follow us on Twitter, and just look for like stuff that's like coming up, like upcoming events and things like that. Trying to think, is there anything going on around here this week? Probably is, if I can remember, but just in case, look on our WFSO Facebook page for all that information about what's going on around stuff. So, trying to think if there's anything else I want to add before I, like I say, we're sponsored by State Farm, so check them guys out and get a quote for whatever type of assurance you need. Yeah. I don't know if Hazel's going to have her show tomorrow, so that, hopefully she does, and we'll see soon enough. And I think most likely I will be on here next week, so just watch out for us on Blog Talk Radio, a.k.a. WFSO Radio Network. So until then, everybody, you guys have a good week and enjoy your wrestling. Good night, everybody.